we're now, we've gone through
8.
We've gone through all 4 self-interests. We've gone through all in service to Spirit. We have remaining culture bearer, householder ones. And we're beginning with cancer. Because that happened to be the song that we had coming up next. This is sort of a summertime feeling right now. Summertime. That was the Ella Fitzgerald version. There's so many versions. I mean, you go online, there's like thousands of versions of that song, including heavy metal versions.
Heavy metal versions?
Really? It felt very watery.
Seriously. Jazz versions, obviously, all over the place. So, all 4 householder mystery schools, culture bearer mystery schools, are the ones that throughout the ages build the world from one generation to the next. And in talking about these remaining 4, I want to set the stage by giving a kind of a framework here. And it's the difference between content and essence. Content and essence. So, for example, we're talking about cancer, and you go talk to members of the moral majority or fundamentalist Christians, and should you get them to talk about astrology, which you wouldn't be able to, but let's say they're talking about cancer, they will immediately go to content. Meaning, oh, cancer, yes, okay, one man, one woman. The man works, I mean in family. He works, she stays home with the kids, and they live in a subdivision in a house separated from everybody else. Well, that's one content of cancer. But that's not the essence of cancer. Flash cut back, say, 5,000 years. What is cancer? Oh, let's see. So, it's spring, it's fall. It seems in our community, at least 6 of the women are about to give birth. How many women want to be wet nurses? How many sisters and grandmothers are available to assist when all these babies come out? There's a whole different arrangement for how to do family. The men may not even be there. They're probably out, hunting. It's a completely different arrangement about the content to how to do family. And when we go through all 4 of these, the same issue is really important. The difference between content and essence. Exceptionally important distinction. Boy, wait till we get to Capricorn and Libra regarding that one. Definition of cancer. How to provide personal, responsible nourishment to a seed until the seed grows to what for it would be its maturity. How to provide personal and responsible nourishment until the seed grows to its maturity. What do I mean by seed? Well, the literal expression would be having a baby.
But it could
be taking care of your dog.
Business.
having a garden. You know, so if you plant, I'm going to try cancer out. I'm going to plant a garden this spring. But I didn't take into account that I'm on 6 months on the road. Gee, wouldn't it, Lynn, wouldn't it be great for us to get a little dog? Not until we have a home. So it's a very different thing than these other things, ones we've looked at. I mean, it's like a commitment to the seed. So depending on the culture, for example, if you have a child, how many years of a commitment is it? Well, I guess it depends on the culture. 15 years, 18 years, 21 years?
Lifetime.
Forever.
Many lifetimes of karma.
We'll get to that point. It's very interesting, actually. It's also a hierarchical mystery school. Now, I haven't yet spoken too much about this whole issue of hierarchy. I'm not speaking negative about hierarchy. There's authentic hierarchy. Teachers and students. Parents and children. Spiritual teachers and chelas. Which one did I miss? Therapists and clients.
Wait, you said parent?
And child.
Teacher
and student. Those are the different ones I'm thinking of here. So in a family structure, when you're raising the children, it is intended to be hierarchical. We can argue about what the content of what that particular hierarchy would look like. You know, like back in the late 60s, the idea was, let them run wild. But then fashions change, you know, and then now it's like, let's put a chip in our kids so we know where they are at all times.
Or a cell phone if it's handy.
There's an old style Capricorn Moon comment there. Much easier that way. So the situation with cancer, it's a water sign. Now we've reached the third of our water signs. And it's the householder one. So it has to do with the feeling function. You know, so it's the situation that will happen where a woman, if she loves her child, has a child, basically, she's going to be more sympathetic to her own son who gets the DUI than the son of another woman who gets a DUI. DUI, yeah. That she has a commitment to her own child. Loves that child. Personally. It's theirs. It's part of your clan. Part of your family. And you're committed to their upbringing. Hugely. Now there are two major things that can go wrong when we're speaking of cancer. We could say that the two ends of the spectrum of the shadow of cancer. One is the woman who has a child and a year later says, no, I've changed my mind. Happens all the time. But that would be that person who maybe gives it up for adoption at that point or so on because they say, I don't want to be cancer. Not ready for it. I'm a triple sad. What am I going to do with a kid?
That's a shadow of cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, cancer, yeah.
Change their mind and decide they don't want to be.
Well, it's basically they're not ready for it. It's like it's premature cancer, I guess you could say. The person who took it on and they weren't ready to actually be to be cancer. Because cancer, by definition, is the commitment to the seed until it grows to its maturity.
So it's not an honest mistake, it's an actual shadow.
It's an honest mistake. Thank you for pointing out the distinction. So if it's usually we would find that honest mistake with the rising sign. A newcomer to cancer. But the other thing, which is more properly spoken of as a shadow, is the 80-year-old mother who continually refers to her 60-year-old baby. Where, you know, I mean, the same thing shows up with therapists, you know. They can't let go of their clients. Teachers who end up in a position with students where the teacher needs the students more than the students need the teacher. Happens all the time. That's an over-identification with the function of the role and not following what is the person, the essence of what cancer is. To be committed to the seed until it grows to its maturity. Period. Graduate them. Mm-hmm. Move them on.
Have another.
That's the Catholic approach.
More Mormon.
That's the Catholic approach. We make sure we never move on to the next level, so just keep having them. And this hierarchy issue is huge here because built into the culture bear householder mystery schools are phases of life. You know, so certain time periods where the hierarchy is intended to shift. You know, like the age when the kids are out of the house, empty nest. Where that student has been there for 30 years. Move them on. It doesn't mean you literalize it the way it says in the Bible. There's this thing in the Bible that, you know, one time Jesus tells the disciples, your family is not your family. That's in there. Your family is not your family. And so people will literalize that and say, they'll tell their parents to fuck off, you know, or, you know, just, I'm never going to have anything to do with you ever again. It happens all the time, over-literalization of these things. Basically saying, you change hierarchy, you're shifting to a different place. Many people with cancer rising go through this, where they raise a family, kids are out of the house, and then they have a choice. Do they just become cultural version of grandmother, which means from now on you just hang out with your grandchildren, or do you bump it up to another level of providing nourishment to seeds? Maybe you want to take on and you're going to be the principal of the school. Maybe you're going to now teach women how to give birth. You know, some other level of cancer, rather than the identification just with your own family. It's different for different people. But there's always these distinct points where the hierarchy shifts. It can happen also at the point where your parents die. If you're too connected in with your identification, is so over-identified with your parents, maybe you had a completely, totally loving situation with your parents. There's people like that, you know, where you have such an identification with father or mother, and it's been wonderful and great. They die. I can't make it without them. How different is that from the opposite? The person who never had any upbringing, they were a survivor. And they get, but maybe they have a better opportunity to individuate. They can reparent themselves later. But how to individuate when you're too over-identified with your family or your clan? So one of the other shadows of cancer, which differentiates it, by the way, from Pisces. Pisces is, how can we help and heal everyone? Transpersonal. Probably the great example of the Pisces version of it. If you ever saw that movie, what's the name of it? Susan Sarandon.
Dead Man Walking.
Dead Man Walking. There is Pisces to the max. He had no connection to that guy. On a personal level, didn't care a whit about him.
But he was another human being.
Just say who the guy was. Well.
Oh, it was Sean Penn was the prisoner.
But he had murdered.
He really was a murderer. This wasn't about the redemption.
Brutally.
He, you know, yeah. And so she's there witnessing his experience until he finally realizes he'd been mirrored and seen and has a release.
Just a clarification on Pisces. Would you drop altruism, Brandon, in the Piscean category?
If it includes feeling.
Well, altruism by nature does, doesn't it? It caring.
A person can have an altruistic philosophy.
Right, but not embodied.
Right. It's sort of like that conversation about universal love is great, no matter what way you get to it. But some people feel it. So, cancer, though, it's like, I love my family. I love my clan. I'm an American. We're number one.
We're the best.
But the hell with anybody else. You know, the peculiar kind of love that a member of a skinhead gang might have for their own buds.
Loyalty.
But they hate everybody else. It's provincialism, clanism. You identify it with your own special group, but it's not universal.
You would call that clanism?
Clannish, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like it's all over the world. I mean, it's like we're that tribe over there. We are the full moon people. Those people over there are the new moon people. They're our enemies. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we'll be doing at the very end on the last class. Doing a group dynamic interaction, you're all going to get to participate in this, about creating, devising, imagining new renditions of the 12 mystery schools. So for example, cancer, one version I have about it was, is where we'd see the whole world as a family. That would be an expanded cancer. But then, actually, Lynn had this interesting idea where she said, well, that's true, but how about if it also is the true meaning of act local, think global, act local? You know, where you basically make it really work in the place you are. And then, but it's connected to everywhere in the world. You know, so it's those two things operating together. But when it comes to cancer, why, logically, would it be different? I mean, if you really have all kinds of ferocious compassion for your own child that's gone astray, why would you not feel that way for any child on the planet? Majority on the planet don't feel that way. You know, so I'd love to revision that approach. So the purpose of cancer is to provide nourishment in a sustainable way.
So, you know, you're saying that correct cancer would be then to not just have the feeling for your own kin, but to actually have a universal feeling?
For the family of humanity.
Family of humanity. That's different than transpersonal.
So you could be like a teacher, have kids, be around children, nurture them. You don't have to be your own children.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's. But would that? Okay. So that's not necessarily Pisces. It's like it's still a Cancerian essence. It's not as Pisces. It's more universal.
Right.
So you're not trying to make Cancer into Pisces.
No. Because Pisces is not any personal.
Right.
It's transpersonal.
Right.
So we're extending the personalness we feel for our own children to the children of the whole planet.
And is that the part that would be considered the honest mistake for a cancer, is to just focus on their own family?
Yes.
It's not.
That's the clannish aspect
yeah.
of it. Where you love your buds in an open-hearted mammalian way, but you don't extend that same feeling to other members of the human race, particularly if they're a different color, a different, you know, whatever.
Wouldn't Pisces be, they heal their community by healing the rest of the world, working out through that rest of the world, where Cancer heals the world by working through their community.
Yeah. But it's been a willingness to see the whole of humanity as a family. I mean, I'm really kind of into this because of the DNA work. Mm-hmm. That when you look at the DNA work, it's like we've been the same people back 240,000 years. We're the same.
Not only that, but it's happening naturally through all the blended families that are prevalent today.
And the rainbow effect, and I brought up some of this when we talked about the Aquarian dispensation. Anytime you hear anybody talk about bloodlines, you know, I look askance. I mean, there's a whole part of the esoteric community that they're heavily into this bloodline of Jesus or whatever, you know, and like, we're really coming from we're really part of the royal family from France or something. And that's all. What's that about? You know, it's holding on to some old concepts about this stuff. We're all one people. I mean, that's the truth.
That's not shared globally.
No,
we're really very integrated here.
Right. So when we have that final creative encounter from this material, which is to actually create images, visions, seeds of what these mystery schools could be for a new world.
Aren't you actually saying land and then expand?
Yes, yes. Totally.
In other words, if you're going to love the world, can you really feel love for the world if you don't have a sense of place?
And that's the Cancer of it. That is exactly the essence of what Cancer is about. It's the south point on the medicine wheel. It's like, say somebody has the advantage of having been born a Lakota Sioux. They're born in the Black Hills. For whatever reason, they leave at age 2. They always know where they go back to die. That's their roots. I mean, Cancer Rising people don't have that at all. That's what their quest is for. But maybe it's the whole planet. This is what I'd like to say. It is our home planet. It's the move beyond, well, I need my Black Hills. Well, no, I need the planet to be safe.
And it's way more of an Aquarian approach to Cancer when you get into the more universal side of it.
No, it's just expanding family to global family. We're all one people.
Yeah.
But that's personal. So it's different than, say, when you're having this transpersonal ideal of Kuan Yin that everybody's can be connected to the infinite. No, this is different. It's like, why shouldn't someone who is starving in a different country have the same degree of concern about them as your own child is starving? This is personal. It's like, how do we create a world family? That's the goal. That's one version of what I'm trying to present here. Uh-huh.
That this is something that I do a lot of my work too. Is this concept of a global family and breaking down the lines and trying to get people not to use words like native and indigenous. Mm-hmm. You know, because once you accept us as one world family, that we're all indigenous to this planet and everybody is native, and how could anybody be more native than anybody else or more indigenous than anybody else, you know, from this perspective of one family.
Otherwise, you get the fundamentalisms that are in Cancer. Like, there's the hit squad the Mayans put together to go around and bust anyone who's doing a fire ceremony.
Because they're their ceremonies.
That's ours.
You can't do them.
You're not our bloodline. You can't do that.
That's a shadow of Cancer. It's fundamentalism.
Right.
That's kind of sad.
Planish. It's not the fundamentalism around, only I have the right truth. We have the right bloodline. We have the right land. you know, there's a group of Hit Squad AIM people that go around if you have to use a drum. We own the drum. You know, so those are really extreme examples. And but it comes from the shadow of cancer for sure. I have compassion for why that happens. Because there's been so much rape and exploitation and so on. Of course. There's a perverse, but wait till we get to Capricorn. Then we'll see the shadow of corporations. So we're looking at a different issue here. It's all based upon how to transform the feeling function to where what we feel for our family naturally is felt for all of humanity. I'm getting some resistance. No? Okay. No, I'm just... Is it?
Just tuning in.
Okay. So, the gods and goddesses of Cancer, clearly Cancer goddesses are just every culture. I mean, it's sort of every culture has one. Mother, nurturer, goddess. Mother, goddess. But on a personal level, like your own mother. The way you hoped your mother was. Or maybe was. Could have been.
It's like Wilhelmina, this like symbol of fertility.
There's a distinction here between the earth goddess, Virgo, and personal mother. The one you actually get milk from. And that's pretty clear. I mean, every culture has those symbols. But what about the masculine version? This is really interesting. Because the Cancerian male is well known in mainstream culture. Patriarchy loves this version of masculinity. And it's definitely stage one. This is one of the cultural ones that is huge in mainstream. This is no offense, particularly men's, in any way. I call it the caricature of the Mormon husband. The guy who's a captain of industry, work all the time, hanging out with the boys, has the wife at home raising 7 or 8 kids. He's considered by everybody to be a great father. No one can remember the last time he talked with his wife. And he is providing material support for the raising of his family. And he's teaching them what the father is supposed to teach the kids in that system. Many women with Mars in Cancer started out looking for one of them. Of course, most women who run into that type of man that have any degree of openness and independence, and should they have anything on their chart that's different than being happy being in that role with that type of guy, end up being really, not happy with the situation. Because they experience it as a control program.
I'm not getting in any way how that was Cancer. It sounded like you were describing a Capricorn.
Because we're talking about the masculine version. He's providing nourishment. There's the difference between Cancer and Capricorn. I'll give you an example.
Right, so the nourishment, he's a master in industry. He's a provider for his kids. He knows. Right. That's the nourishment in the masculine sense.
Yeah. He buys a house. He makes sure he
provides for his family.
Right. And he loves his kids.
He doesn't have that football.
In patriarchy, these four show up as father, mother, Libra would be husband, wife, and then Aries is like the protector. In the history of astrology, in patriarchy, it's always been said that Cancer is mother, Capricorn is father. But since 1970, particularly female astrologers said, now wait a minute, there's an ambiguity here, because many men are playing the role of mother. Many women are playing the role of father. So Cancer and Capricorn are really similar as being householders. The difference is one is the feeling function and one is the sensation function. So you could have someone as the captain of industry, purely the corporate guy. He doesn't have kids, and he's not supporting a wife. The role in stage one is that a man can very well be a Cancer archetype. He's the father of the family, but he's providing nourishment for the family. He loves his kids, but it's hierarchical. That's why I brought in here that he probably hardly even talks to the wife, because the wife is basically playing a role for him. So he can be a good father and a provider of nourishment for his children. This will become even clearer when we see what the stage 3 Cancer Mars is. This has nothing to do, really, with providing material support for the role of wife in patriarchy. It has to do with providing genuine personal nourishment so the woman feels safe to receive personally, not that she just feels secure or that the kids can be taken care of. Now, see, I do not wish to be too critical of this, because in patriarchy there's a lot of really good guys that are trapped in the patriarchal role that are Cancerian. They're the firemen. Often they're the policemen. I know you think you might think it's Aries, but actually often they're the ones really trying to provide safety and nourishment to their community, to their children, to their giver roles. And they're absolutely, completely dedicated to providing that within the framework of the culture they're brought up in. But it's within a particular structure. And usually there's not much development as far as the intimacy side. Now you see, I mean, most crime shows, most TV shows, that you see the problems these guys have in their personal lives with their wives. But boy, they put everything on the line with, you know, for protecting the community, for, you know, for the firemen and the policemen. This is the type that are really coming from their hearts. I have a lot of compassion for those kind of guys. And it's way more Cancer than it is Capricorn. And they want to be in a position where they can be received for how they're trying to help people and take care of people. Unfortunately, patriarchy's made it really hard.
So, Cancers like structure?
Hmm?
Do you say that they like structure?
No, they like security. Capricorn is the structure thing. Cancer is, we want to make it safe for the children. We want to make it safe for the community. And I want to make it safe for my wife. That without the new training, you know, what she really wants is to feel safe to receive love from him. And not just to be in a role where she's just there to support him.
One of the shadows of that would be like the military. militarization, the NSA, the over-security kind of fear.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Totally. That is a beautiful example of the shadow of cancer. Yeah. Totally. And it's not for nothing that the United States is sun sign cancer, with a bunch of other cancer on the chart also. It's the shadow of the U.S. is clearly cancer shadow. Well, what do you suppose? We're Americans. We're the best in the world.
Job.
Those damned Euros. You know, just because they all have health care. Losers. So on. I hope you're getting the flavor of this.
Yeah, that's interesting. Super twist on that.
The type 3, I use the stage 3 imagery a lot, and I'll just give a, we're not going to have time to get into another one here. I'll just give just a 5-minute thing on this so we can break for lunch. There is, in the work of someone named David Data, they use this approach of 3 stages of development for men and women. So stage 1 is just the basic cultural view of what men and women are. Mars in Cancer, stage 1, is the one that I've just been describing. Stage 2 is when men get into their touchy-feely side and learn from women how to be emotional and feeling and giving and so on. And then they become the epitome of the wimpy new age male. Stage 2 for women is when they become corporate Amazons, or they end up basically taking on masculine characteristics, apparent masculine characteristics, actually patriarchal masculine characteristics, and end up beating men at their own games. We now know at this stage of the game that for people stuck in stage 2, women are way better at doing what men do and being women than men are at doing what women do and being men. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if women are stuck at stage 2, they'll take over the world. I mean, in a patriarchal way.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, right. But stage 3 is a whole different thing. And one of the things I love about shamanic astrology is that if we're looking at men, stage 3 is different for all 12. And we don't know exactly for sure what it looks like. It's in development. You know, so what would be a stage 3 Mars in Cancer? This is very tricky territory. And it's because of the hierarchy thing. Have you ever noticed that one of the biggest killers of intimacy and eros in a personal relationship is when either the man or the woman is in a hierarchical role? You know, like a woman who can only see herself in a relationship as being her husband's therapist, or a far more understandable example here would be men who haven't worked out their mother issues, who are then, of course, going to hook a woman in that part of her where she thinks her job is to be the mother for the guy, or the provider of nourishment for the guy. Now, for some women, that is what their function is. For some women, that is what they get off on. But for plenty of these others we've looked at, that is absolutely the worst thing to get hooked into being. It's a killer. Some men are more valued by being in a position of being valued for their capacity to give nourishment. I don't mean the Mormon husband version. I mean where they're open to actually be vulnerable and open and receiving tender love. Safe. But the thing that makes it tricky is that where we have previously experienced that kind of love is in a hierarchical situation. If we were lucky enough to get good love from our father, women, if we were lucky enough to get good love from our mother, men, then that's how we know the feminine to be. And so we're hooking a woman to keep doing that for us. What if a woman we love is not that? What type of woman? Get over your mother issues. It happens when this has nothing to do with men and women. It has to do with archetypes. Because it can work the other way around. Women projecting father. But what if the guy's a triple Gemini? Holy shit. the woman is projecting the guy. I need the guy to support me in every way so I can stay home and raise the kids. And she's got a triple Sag. Triple Sagittarius husband. She may authentically be desiring that, but what if he's not that? But back to this Cancerian hierarchical issue. How to transform the actual loving, authentic desire to provide nourishment to another, like it would have been mother to child, father to child, when it's in a hierarchical situation, and how to make it in an equal relational situation. Very interesting. You know, so if a woman has Venus in Pisces, wanting to be valued for your capacity to provide nourishment, how to do that where you're not controlling or you're not being mother? Be valued for that compassionate desire to offer love and nourishment. Men with Mars in Cancer, be valued for your genuine desire to provide loving nourishment so the woman is open to receive. And it's not a control trip, and it's not you needing to be in charge. But she really feels safe. These are frontline issues. And it shows up with the Cancer Capricorn archetypes all the time. And the final thing as I'll say about this, they always say, we work out our family of origin issues in our marriages. But, and of course that's true, but here's the thought. What would it be like if we went into a marriage, into a conscious equal partnership, where we had already done that?
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping to accomplish, make my small contribution in this work, to make that happen.
Yeah.
So.